director of the ICC opened the investigation within a week of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin for the forcible transfer of Ukrainian children to Russia immediately, without question. In this case, it took the prosecutor, Karim Khan, 3 weeks to travel to Rafah in order to investigate what was in the first week an evident example of genocidal intent, mass killings, the destruction of those conditions of life that would reduce the ability of Palestinians to survive. In this situation, what we see is not merely a repetition of history, but a continuation of colonial legacies, and one that led to the failure of the League of Nations, frankly, in the aftermath of Italy's invasion of Ethiopia in 1935, where a fascist Italy led by Mussolini invaded Ethiopia. And in that moment, Ethiopia, which was a member state of the League of Nations, and rather than hold Italy to account, which was dropping indiscriminate chemical weapons on the Ethiopian people, instead, the Red Cross decried the Ethiopians as being too savage to follow the laws of war. Media were running headlines that Ethiopians were hiding and sheltering in hospital, using them as human shields. And world powers failed to impose sufficient sanctions on Italy in this moment. And this demonstrated the limits of these international institutions and led to the failure of the League of Nations. We are in a similar moment right now. These international institutions need to act. And instead, we're seeing a stalemate, and we're seeing international leaders led by the United States, as well as the UK, as well as France, who are basically providing a green light to Israel to commit genocide, to commit these atrocities. This is not out of nowhere. Everything started before October 7th. And Israel, this is a moment where Israel has not been held to account. It is a systematic failure to hold Israel to account for decades. International organizations have said that Israel is practicing the crime against humanity of apartheid. There was a near consensus between 2020 and 2021. And yet, rather than impose sanctions in that moment, rather than mobilize international mechanisms and institutions in order to dismantle apartheid, we saw the United States celebrate and normalize Israeli apartheid, and we saw them continuing to normalize relations with other Arab regimes. It was this fundamental failure that has led us to this moment and an ongoing crisis of a lack of accountability, of an imposition of two types of law, one for the global north, one for the global south. This is a hypocrisy on the part of Western governments and demonstrates that there is no such thing as Western universalism, but instead continues to be two sets of laws on two sets of people. And what's wonderful, the only thing that provides us hope, is that a mass movement of individuals, peoples, communities have risen up against their governments, also to demonstrate the hypocrisy of Western democracy. Even in the United States, consider that 66% of Americans have demanded a ceasefire. 80% of registered Democrats have demanded a ceasefire. And yet only 19 out of 535 members of Congress have endorsed it. Consider that that same Congress censored the only Palestinian American representative in government at the very moment that she represents the majority. So this is not just a crisis of international legal institutions, but also a crisis of democratic or so-called democratic institutions in the countries in which we live.
And how does the tens of thousands of Palestinians being forced south right now, we just have 20 seconds, fit into your charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity?
What we're seeing is an ongoing Nakba of the Palestinians who are with their hands up and on their feet with white handkerchiefs in order not to be killed. This is an ethnic cleansing of the north of Gaza. It's a continuation of the Nakba to take the Palestinian land without Palestinian people. It is a crime against humanity and fits in a larger framework of genocidal warfare.
Palestinian human rights attorney Noor Arakat, associate professor at Rutgers University, we thank you so much. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Come.
past is a war. You can build all the guns. You can build the death planes. You build the big bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind desks. Just want you to know can see through your masks. You had never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and we
Good morning. I'm Kenny Joe. I will be your radio host for the next hour or so. The name of the show is Pinckney Hall, and today this is the annual Veterans Day edition. The song that you just heard was by the Scott Amendola Band. It was their version of Bob Dylan's Masters of War. There's some great musicians in that band, so I'm just going to tell you who they are. Jenny Scheinman was on violin, Nels Klein guitar, Eric Kristal saxophone, Todd Sickafoos bass, Carla Bosulich did the vocals on that track, and Scott Amendola is the drummer. So, okay. What am I going to do here? Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the PSAs out of the way. You get their prescriptions, make their lunch, and call the doctor. You try to give them every minute you possibly can. But can you try to take a minute for yourself? When you help care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable, but it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. Again, that's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, and WRCT. And what else have we got here? Oh, okay. Here's, well, computer's a little slow today. Got to get the WD-40 out. Well, maybe we'll do that one later. Oh, no, here it is. Here it is. For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Okay, those are your PSAs for this morning. What we're going to do in the next set, we're going to get back to the Veterans Day theme, but before we do that, we're going to play songs by a couple of artists who will be appearing in Pittsburgh in the next few days, and we'll play a little bit of new music for you.
What it's like when all the world's filled with light. Now do you have that in your sight? Spread it around, do. Have you felt joy in your days? Even though you've had your share of pain, what does hoarding all that joy gain? Spread it around, do. Belly ever been full? And have you fed your family too? Does your table have just a little more room? Spread it around, do. Are your blankets soft and warm? Does the roof above you keep out the storm? Can you save someone else from being cold? Spread it around, do. It's covered up. It's gotta be all given away so we can all feel the heat of its rays. Can you remember what it's like when all the world's filled with light? Now do you have that in your sight? Spread it around, do.
The things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings, and lots of things are seldom what they seem. Sometimes you think you've lived before all that you live today. Things you do come back to you as though they knew the way. Oh, the tricks your mind can play. It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows where? up as you go along. What you can't tell and put it in a song. If it makes him mad, doesn't make it wrong. Wanderlust, when you feel your heart could break. If you could take it then, you could take it now. The sun's got a way of coming back somehow. Nothing comes from nothing and nothing will. Nothing comes from nothing and nothing will. But nothing works for the hurt to kill. Wanderlust. Wanderlust. Bargain with the old cook pot. Try to get more than what that boiling got. Don't trim no fat but potatoes from a box. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot. Mama's gonna water that gravy down. Got to make enough to go around with 5 mouths to feed and papa in the ground. Mama's gonna water that gravy down. Well, thank the Lord and sit up straight. Mind your manners and clean your plate. Don't ask for a second, savor every drop, cause there's nothing more coming from that old cook pot. Bargain with the old cook pot. Pray to the maker, make the hunger stop, and ask a little more than what we've got. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot. Well, thank the Lord and sit up straight. Mind your manners and clean your plate. Don't ask for a second saver every drop, cause there's nothing more coming, nothing more coming, no, no. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot. Try to get more than what that boiling got. Don't trim no fat but potatoes from a box. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot. Mama's gonna bargain with the old cook pot.
Let me tell you what you heard in that last set. We started it off with Charlie Parr doing 817 Oakland Avenue off of his CD, Last of the Better Days Ahead. Charlie's going to be at Club Cafe. Yeah, Club Cafe on Monday night. If that song piqued your interest, I think Last of the Better Days Ahead was his most recent CD. He's got a whole bunch of them. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole bunch of them here, but we got a couple. And then after that, we had Nellie McKay doing Where or When off of Sister Orchid. Again, I think that's her most recent CD. She's going to be at the Warhol on Friday night. The song was Where or When, which Kenny Joe used to know as a fine doo-wop song by the Belmonts, but at one point he learned, no, it's a Broadway tune. And, you know, back when there was a time when there was a, it was a thing with a doo-wop artist to cover Broadway songs. A lot of it was happening, and it irritated the widows of the composers, but in all cases, that's all that happened, because the rights to the music did not reside in the widows, so all they could do was complain to reporters. But anyhow, that's more than you need to know. After Where or When, we had a couple of tracks from new CDs. We had Wanderlust from Sarah Jane Scouten's Turned to Gold. I hope that's how you pronounce her last name. And then we had, surprise, surprise, Old Cookpot from the Squirrel Hillbillies. That's hard to, that doesn't just roll off your tongue. The Squirrel Hillbillies. Okay, I got to practice that one. The name of their CD is Rhizomes. Okay, we're going to get back to songs related to Veterans Day, but before we do that, let me tell you about a couple of Erics here at WRCT. I'm going to tell you about lots of things here. Hold on. I know what I'm supposed to be doing is playing music, but there's more than the usual amount of things to read here. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursday at 8 and re-airing Sunday nights at 11, only on WRCT. And in addition, we have smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. It blends instrumental versions of songs everyone knows with the occasional vocal pop standard and then mixes that with odd news, interesting song facts, and a moment or two of levity. If there is too much noise in your world, turn into smooth, relaxing, and easy Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. Okay, up next. Oh, well, I'm not done with my talking. I have to tell you about Anatomy of the Ear. Anatomy of the Ear is a regular feature on WRCT, and I have a little something to read. WRCT proudly presents Anatomy of the Ear this Friday through Sunday, November 10th through 12th. During our Anatomy of the Ear celebration, 57 WRCT hosts will take turns spinning tracks from some of their favorite music genres. Each hour will feature a different genre. Tune in to 88.3 FM from 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. Friday through Sunday for hour-long musical blocks of the genres you loved, mixed with ones you never knew you were missing, from space shanties and vintage cumbias to Jersey club and egg punk. Is that, how many is that? Is that Jersey club, egg punk? Two different things, I guess. Tune in as our DJs come together to showcase a unique variety that WRCT has to offer. What new genres will you discover? And I should mention that for the first time ever, Kenny Joe's going to take part in Anatomy of the Year. He will be on Sunday at 11. And I guess I'm going to play psychedelic songs from the 60s. That's what I thought I signed up for. But since then, I've been warned that I can't have drug references, so I sense that somebody has set a trap here. But I'll be here at 11 Sunday. We'll see how that goes. Okay, back to the music.
Back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be nervous, Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, all at once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, and the story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for a thousand years that sparkling water rushed, till the white man stole the water rights and the running water hushed. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their farm grew crops of weeds, but when war came he volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Well, they started up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when that fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through this land. He was wined and speeched and honored, and everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian, no water, no crops, no chance. At home nobody cared what Ira'd done, and when do the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard, jail often was his home.
They let him raise the flag there and lower it as you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning alone in this land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Yes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his lands, they're still as dry. And his ghost, it's a lion thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Thank you. A lot of people write songs about wars and government, very social things. But I think about young guys who were like I was when I was young. I had no more idea about any government or political things or anything. And I think about those kind of young guys now who all of a sudden somebody comes up and they're very law-abiding. So if somebody says go, they don't ask any questions, they just go. And I can remember not too long ago seeing a young guy with his right arm gone. Just got back. And I asked him how he was doing. He said he was doing all right now, but he had thought he was gonna die. He said getting shot at didn't bother him. Getting shot that shook him up. And I tried to put myself in his position. Maybe he cried. Maybe he said, I can't write left-handed. Would you please write a letter, to my mother? Tell her to tell, tell her to tell, tell her to tell her family lawyer. Trying to get a deferment for my younger brother. Tell the Reverend Harris to pray for me, Lord, Lord, Lord. I ain't gonna live, I don't believe I'm gonna live to get much older. Strange little man over here in Vietnam, I ain't never seen. Bless his heart, I ain't never done nothing to. He done shot me in my shoulder. You know we talked about fighting, fighting every day. And looking through rosy-colored glasses, I must admit it seemed exciting. In a way. got something that they overlooked to tell me, Lord. Bullets look better, I must say. At you, but go out the other way. And please call up the Reverend, call up the Reverend Harris. Tell him to ask the Lord to do some good things for me, Lord. Oh. Tell him I ain't gonna live to get much older. Shot me in my shoulder.
Let me tell you what was in that last set. The song you just heard was by Bill Withers, I Can't Write Left-Handed. That was from a compilation of songs from the Vietnam era called A Soldier's Sad Story. Before that, we had two cuts from the fine compilation, Selections from the Best of Broadside. The song before Bill Withers was by Peter LaFarge, Ballad of Ira Hayes, and we started the set off with Pete Seeger doing Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about Pete Seeger the other day, and the subject of Mr. Seeger's actions at the Newport Folk Festival when Bob Dylan played Electric came up. And I wonder what Pete would have made of the Scott Amendola version of Dylan's Masters of War. I think he would have approved. Anyhow, I got one more thing I have to read to you. I have to tell you about one of our underwriters. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. Now, the next song should have a little bit of introduction. It's by Mary Gaucher from her CD Rifles and Rosary Beads. Mary is a songwriter and singer. I think it's fair to say that these days she's much more into songwriting than singing, from Louisiana. And several years ago, she got involved in a project which, how can I put this briefly? It gathered together small groups of veterans who were having difficulty readjusting to civilian life and they met in groups, and they wrote songs. And apparently that was very helpful to a lot of people. And after doing that for a while, Mary decided that she would put out a CD featuring songs that were written in those sessions. So we're going to play a track from that. And then I'm not sure what we're going to do because I don't see Zombo here. Normally you know when Zombo's in the house, but I don't think he's here. So I don't know. Don't know what's going to happen. Stay tuned.
Rotor spin as she's running for the bell. She was a fearless pilot with a heart of gold. I never really knew her all that well. She had one more flight and she was headed home. Sprinting hard cause there were lives to save. He was a young Marine with an Iron Cross tattoo. A little cocky, righteous, strong and brave. The co-pilot of Morphine 1-2. And my head knows, but my heart can't see. And it's not like it should have been me. But I wish that I'd been there on that day. Even now, I'd take their place. Seven souls took off on that flight. It was a desert blood drop in the light of day. A few more seconds could have saved their life. But the story wasn't gonna end that way. And my head knows, but my heart can't see. And it's not like it should have been me. But I wish that I had been there on that day. Even now, I'd take their place. Stars shine down on me now. Lights that burn in everything I do. Till we meet again someday, somehow. Semper Fi, Morphine 1-2. And my head knows, but my
now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was waiting, he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying. For I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud, wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Come the waltzing Matilda with me.
Zombo is here. Let me tell you what you were listening to in that last set before we turn things over to Zombo. And let me also remind you, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. That last song was Eric Boggle's version, the original version of, and the band played Waltzing Matilda, singing The Spirit Home. And before that, we had Mary Gaucher doing Morphine 1-2. Hope I don't get into trouble for that, off of Rifles and Rosary Beads. So that's going to do it for me. I will be back next week. I'm not sure what we will be doing, but it'll be something different than what we did today. Yay. Thanks for listening.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell. I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal. I got 23 minutes to go. But nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I sent for the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die. Got 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye. Got 18 minutes to go. Now here comes the preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. I got 12 more minutes to go. Now they're testing the trap and it chills my spine with 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, oh, they work just fine. Got 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this is for real, so forget about me. Got 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on a trap and my head in the noose, got 5 more minutes to go. Won't
somebody come and cut me loose. Got four more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky. 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to want to die. I got 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows. 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.